first question was from Beck, who has a question about scaly legs, which she thinks might be a type of mite and wants to know how to treat it. I imagine that's a fairly common problem, is it, for backyard chook people?
Yeah, yes, it can be. It is a mite. I've had this happen with one of my birds, and we treated it with, believe it or not, Cydectin. A couple of drops, and we put it into a syringe and put a couple of drops under the wing, not too much, and we found the scales did drop off quite quickly. And the other thing you can do is wash them and dry them and then put Vaseline, smother the mites with Vaseline.
Right.
So that helps
too.
How
does the chicken cope with you doing that? Is it hard to keep it still?
We actually sneak down at night in the dark when they've gone all sleepy, and you just grab them and do it. It's much easier.
Because I imagine it would be quite hard otherwise to wrestle a chook and try to rub something on its leg.
Yeah, look, once you hold them, they do quieten down a fair bit too. You know, if you hold them confidently, I think they appreciate that.
Right, okay.
They feel safer.
So what does the Vaseline do? It just smothers them, does it?
Yeah, it smothers the actual mite. The mites get under the leg scales, their natural leg skin,
right,
and form these scales. And by putting Vaseline on, it stops the mites from breathing.
I see.
And they just die and everything just falls off and goes back to normal.
Okay. Now, is it pretty easy to tell if your chooks are infested with that as well? Is it obvious?
It is. It's very obvious. The legs get sort of gnarly.
Right.
And, yeah, they don't look like normal legs.
Okay. And is that something that spreads then throughout the rest of the flock pretty easily if one of them gets it, you know?
Yes, it can do. Mm. It can do, spread, and it's mites can jump from one chook to another quite easily. So you probably need then also to clean your pen out and spray it as well.
Right, yeah, because they would be there in the straw or the whatever it is that you might happen to have in there. Yeah. Now another question from Natasha, who says, why would my chooks stop laying eggs? They're not that old. So I got them from a poultry farm late last year, and they're Isla Browns. Well, I mean, they might just be at the end of their laying life, could they?
It is, absolutely. An Isla Brown is a hybrid chook. Like, you get a horse and a donkey, you get a mule, which is, you know, which doesn't breed. An Isla Brown is like that. And they're specially bred to have a short egg-laying life. They lay about 300 eggs in their first year, and then they drop off. And so they're bred for a very short, rapid egg-laying career.
Right, career. which could typically, I mean, how many years would you expect? So the first year you might get 300. The second year,
much less. Much less. And the third year, they've probably just about stopped laying. The shells become very weak and the eggs are malformed after a while. So, yeah. And, of course, they've had their first year at the chook farm.
Right. So they've got all their value out of them.
That's right.
Which I guess is often the case, isn't it? Because when people talk about rescuing chooks from chook farms, they are often Isla Browns, aren't they?
Yes.
That you see that people get. And so I guess that's the case. They've had their good year, and now you're getting what's left.
That's right.
So you just have to love them now. And
that's right. Treasure them.
Now, another question here, which this is certainly something we've had in our backyard. I'm not sure. This is from Joe, who says that the crows give their chooks a bad time by removing and eating the eggs, and they also dive bomb the chooks.
Yeah, look, I've seen this. Magpies can do this as well. We've got a big dog, and she loves chasing birds, so we just let her loose. But she's not out there all the time with them. So we also have a plastic hawk that we put above the chook pen door.
Right.
And we don't have a lot of trouble with crows now. And also, if you've got a rooster, that would probably make a difference as well.
Okay, right.
Not everyone can have a rooster.
No.
But those are two things, a dog, right. Plastic bird.
That's obviously enough. Yeah. Because they're sneaky, aren't they? Because I know there's been times I've gone out to collect the eggs and just sort of put them on the ground to do something, and you turn around and they're gone.
Yeah, crows are very opportunist.
Yeah. And another question here from Maxine, who says, we've had chooks for years in our yard, and we can never quite work out why, when nothing has changed with their feeding or housing, they suddenly start eating their eggs. We used to think that maybe an egg was accidentally broken in the nest and that's what started it all, but now we're not so sure. Is this a common thing as well?
It is. I've had some chooks do this. Look, I have to research this. I'm not sure if there is a cure for this, but all I could suggest is to try separating a couple of birds and try and find out which bird is doing it.
Mm.
Because if you take a couple of birds out of the flock and then it stops, well, you know what, you might have the culprit.
Right, yeah.
And I'm not sure there's a cure, but I'll look into that, Jeremy.
Okay. I've also heard, just on that, mixed thoughts as well about when you're giving chooks scraps. I know some people say, oh, you can give them, if you're cooking with the eggs, you can give them the eggshells back to eat. But then other people have suggested, well, that may encourage them to eat their eggs. Mm. That's a bit of an unknown, is it?
Or? Well, I don't give my chooks eggshells, but I do give them shell grit.
Right.
Which is achieving the same thing.
Right, okay.
Because the shell grit is what they use, you know, that helps strengthen the eggs, the calcium in it. But I don't know if that what you've said is true or not.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, we've certainly answered a few questions there, which is excellent.
Yes.
And we'll give people the same opportunity, of course, when you're back in a couple of weeks' time to answer more questions via our Facebook page. Now, one more thing I have to share with you as well. This came from Jo, just a quick little story. She put this on our Facebook page as well. She says, this is a story from a friend of hers who's been keeping a brood of chickens in the lounge where it's warm. Maybe you've heard this story before, I don't know. She says, yesterday I let the chickens out of the lounge for a run about in the garden. 3 hours later, I wander out the front and notice only 8 chickens. There should be 9. Mad search and find him, it says here, in the frog pond. I flick him out and think where to bury him. Then his foot moves the tiniest bit. He is so floppy, wet, and icy cold and not breathing. What do I do? I wasn't sure about giving mouth-to-mouth to a chicken in case I overinflated him. You ever heard of that?
No.
No. So I remembered something from Call the Midwife and gently swung him down and up a few times and quite a bit of water came out. Raced him inside to warm him up. Hair dry on low, dried his floppy, limp body out. How to keep him warm? Then it says in capital letters, slow cooker. At least it wasn't the microwave.
No.
I stick an old cardigan in the slow cooker and put it on low and tuck him in, really thinking it would be a lost cause. Go out to break the news to the two mummy hens, not sure they understood what I was saying because they seemed quite indifferent. 2 hours later, I dare to check on him and he was standing up on the edge of the slow cooker, cheeping away. So there you go.
There you go.
As I went to pick him up, he took off running all over the kitchen. And she goes on to say that it's the only time she's ever been excited to see a chicken emerge alive from her slow cooker.
That's a good story.
Yeah. Jan, I think we're possibly almost out of time, I think, which is we didn't really get to talk about any of the things we were supposed to talk about today.
Oh, well, there's always next fortnight.
There is always next fortnight. So, look, when you are back in 2 weeks' time, we will get into some of the talking about some more about the basic breeds that you covered last time that you were here. And people can find that on our website, that last session, abc.net.au/southwestvic. And we'll also get into a little bit about where to get your chickens from and at what age and all that sort of thing. But thanks for answering all those questions today.
That's okay.
All right.
I'm glad I could.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks' time.
Okay, thank
Jan
you.
Jan Gray there, who is the secretary of the Warrnambool and District Poultry Club.